We look at our history to gauge our future. If we erase our past stories, we are as good as dead. The present is only a hidden time bomb steaming up like a pressure pot. Yet, it is a cruel monster consoling us that it is okay to take the path of a great disaster. Black man, life is never a fraction, it is a whole. And the mystery to Adam's rib is found in Eve. The defilement of Mama Africa in the past robbed her naked of her wealth by greed and lust. Her beliefs and values were seen to be pagan values that had to be done away with or buried under the dust. The African god was never appreciated. How could he be understood? So they colonized our lands and we gave them our minds and forgot that we had a god who was king, omnipotent, holy, invincible. To them, we were lost in sin, hopeless in darkness, no education, so no chance of getting ahead. So we invite new chains of mental slavery without understanding who we were. And now the irony is you will see black men in the front rows of religious wars arguing about who's right and who's wrong. Death and what it meant to Mama Africa, the burying of kings in tombs with gold, and the natural dying process that gave one time to make peace and say farewell to friends and relatives. The celebration that the departed soul was now free to meet with the Maker is seen as primitive by the same black man whose forefathers believed in it. Are we wiser black men? Social organization, unity in communism, is greatly discouraged. It brings no development. So we adopt capitalism that is based on individualism. And now in the same country where a child is put to the grave because of hunger, a community is pregnant with power. We live only for today and die all the years after. Us, catching up with us ever faster. Black men, your culture cries upon you. Do not forget that your skin is black. Like it or not, it gives you an identity.